Well, at Christmas we have, I suppose, two kinds of families. We have the families that we would be helping all the year round because their income is just inadequate. And then the other families, many of whom are just about above the living wage and they can just about manage on the week-to-week basis, but any event at all then puts the budget out. And we, of course, would be very glad and are happy to help them out, particularly at Christmas. You'd have First Communion as well and Confirmation and going back to school. They're the four big events in the year that we would spread out further than the families that we would help on a weekly basis.
What sort of stuff comes up at Christmas now for them? What extra pressures are there?
Well, Santa, of course, is a big thing, and his way has to be eased down the chimney. And we do our very best with that. And we have a giving tree courtesy of Marks and Spencer's in Merchants Quay Shopping Centre, and it will be open from lunchtime on Friday the 2nd of December until closing time on Christmas Eve, and we do take in an enormous amount of toys. Conferences all over at the moment are compiling lists of children in families that we serve who are between the age of 0 and 16. All of those names, Christian names, will be put on special labels with their age and hung on the tree, and then kind people who want to donate take one of the labels away and buy the appropriate gift. And some people buy enormously expensive gifts. Other people who may not have the time to come back a second time will buy a toy and give it to us. And other people who are in a hurry give us money, and that money does not go into the general fund. That money is used for buying vouchers for CDs and DVDs and book tokens, etc., for the older, the sort of 14 to 16 group.
Vincent de Paul, at Christmas time, what are the kind of work are you dealing with? You have hostels and...
Yes, we try to look after everybody. We look after the families with food and clothes and Santa. We sometimes, too, try and get vouchers for the mothers to get their hair done. There's nothing. You get a great lift from having a hairdo. And mothers, in my experience, are enormously unselfish. And certainly they always put themselves last. And then we have, sadly, a lot of homeless people. And in our hostels, we have 78 men living in one and 53 men living in another. And, of course, they're in St. Vincent's Hostel in Anglesey Terrace. There will be Christmas dinner starting at 12:30, and the doors of the hostel are open for anybody who is in need on that day. And full, I mean, we're talking full Christmas dinner is good, or probably better than some of us will have at home. And at the beginning of the dinner, the hostel is visited by the bishops and by presidents of the society and by the Lord Mayor. It turns into a very happy day, and it's very important that everybody has a right to celebrate Christmas. Some of our members, then our male members, let it be said, in the last couple of years have run a centre just over the Christmas period, from Christmas to the 2nd of January, where the truly homeless people who don't feel that they want to conform to small number of rules that are in the hostels, they're provided in a warm place with food and mattresses. But we can't sustain that the whole year. And then Simon, of course, works in the same way.
People hear a lot about the work of St. Vincent de Paul around Christmas time. You have a very high profile because the amount of giving needs to increase with all the expense. But your work is 365 days a year. What sort of work do you do all year round?
Oh yes, well, you know, we're 365 days a year, the 52 weeks of the year. Every conference would do home visitation every single week. We have the hostels, we run homework clubs, breakfast clubs, shared reading, which is to encourage small Johnny, who doesn't care about the reader he has in school. We do home management courses. We are now doing English language courses for the new people that have come to live among us, and money management. And you know, anything where there's a particular need for it. In some of the county conferences where they have a resource centre, they do computer classes all the way up to ECDL. I think the volunteers get an enormous amount of satisfaction out of the work we do, and we get great joy and enjoyment out of it as well.